from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Foles running up and down the lines, a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball on a touchdown pass of the yard by the tight end. What did we just see?
What we just saw was the Philly special. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yes, one of the great Nick Foles plays as an Eagle. As we got the announcement this morning, Nick Foles officially retiring from the NFL. Eagles going to have a special night for him when they host the Falcons coming up in the second game of the season here. 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss today. Foles, the retirement here. I think they should retire his jersey. How cool would it be that night if they just raised the number 9 up in the rafters?
No, and I'm pretty sure like a bunch of his teammates are going to come, like the ones that won the Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure if I don't know, will ESPN be there for the Monday night game? I
mean, the game will be on ESPN.
Yeah, Captain Obvious. So, yeah, there'd be a lot of talk about Nick. I mean, rightfully so, man. No question about it. What Nick did for this city, it cannot be denied. I just don't know if his number is going to be retired, though.
He's obviously with his career and the way his career went. He's not a slam dunk case. Like Jason Kelce retires,
yeah.
That number's retired. Fletcher Cox, that number's retired. These are great players. I mean, in the case of Kelce, he's going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. That's an easy one. Hugh, the Nick Foles thing is his career. It almost defies logic because in some instances you would say, you know, other than like, I think you've kind of alluded to this. Other than a couple brief moments, it was a very blah career. Right, as a third round pick, he had one good year, backup starter. But when he wore this uniform,
he was special.
He was special.
You know what's funny? Because this was the kind of the knock that I had on Kurt Warner initially when he played, because initially when he was with the Rams, it was the system. It was, it was the same thing that basically was said about Jalen Hurts. It's the system. It's the coach, yada, yada, yada. Till he went to Arizona and he went to the Super Bowl.
He did it again. That put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, actually, Nick Foles has kind of a Kurt Warner light career. He wasn't
like Kirkland brand Kurt Warner.
It is. It's a good way to put it. Like, he obviously wasn't as good as Kurt Warner, but he got hot for times, had a big season out of nowhere, and then fell back. I mean, I'm looking at some of the games that he had in the postseason. I mean, the two games back to back, NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, NFC title game against Minnesota, 26-33, three touchdowns, 352 yards, zero picks, a 141.4 passer rating. Obviously, the Super Bowl against New England, 28-43, 373 yards, three touchdowns, one pick that went off Alshon's hands, 106.1 pass rating. The two games combined, NFC title game and the Super Bowl to bring a championship here, he threw for over 700 yards and six touchdowns.
And that's the thing, man. When you talk about his success in the teams that they were playing against, they threw the football.
Yeah.
Like they put the game in his hands.
43 attempts in the Super Bowl.
And it's one of those things where that was the crazy part, because going back and thinking about that year and when it started playing against the Falcons, he didn't look that great throwing the football. He didn't look that great.
Mm-mm.
And this is what makes it so special. Because I can guarantee you, I wasn't even here, but the conversations that were being had about him in that first playoff game, after that, people were dooming and glooming. We're doomed. We're not going to get it done, yada, yada, yada. And he just balled out from that point all the way to the Super Bowl.
So the crazy part about, you mentioned the first playoff game against the Falcons, right? He was, I thought he was poor in the first half. And the second half, it wasn't.
It started to get better.
It wasn't dynamic, but he was more efficient. Like, I think his completion percentage was pretty high in that second half. The first half, Tucker, when he threw one of the passes early up into the wind and it just like was like a duck. And then he almost threw the ball off of Keanu Neal's, or to Keanu Neal, went off his knee. It looked choppy in that first half.
And remember the 2 weeks leading into that, because they had the bye, uh-huh. There were legitimate questions as to whether Nate Sudfeld should start, because the offense really struggled against Oakland on Christmas night. And then they got shut out in the one quarter they played against the Cowboys in Week 18, where they kind of rested the starters the rest of the way. But Doug Peterson had to answer legitimate questions for 2 weeks about what do you do if Nick Foles struggles. Like, do you take Nick Foles out as Nate Sudfeld, a guy who could see playing time because Foles has struggled so bad?
4 weeks later, he's a Super Bowl MVP, which is just amazing. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, lot to react to here. Schwarber, I believe, is the Phillies' MVP. Should they retire number 9 for Nick Foles? And Hurt Sirianni, who is under more pressure this season? But Hugh, I think people need a second clue for Hugh's Clues. We have two great prizes to give away today. One $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn, and of course, a 4-pack of tickets to Fanatics Fest up in New York City next weekend. Hugh, first clue was?
He was a Super Bowl winning coach.
All right, what about clue two?
Clue two is he coached at least 5 Hall of Fame players. At least 5.
Oh,
maybe more.
So he had some stars.
Yeah, he had some balls.
All right, at least 5 Hall of Famers this guy coached in his career. Bruce is in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you? How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're good, Bruce. What's up, pal?
Hey, well, I got a couple of things. So start off with the Jalen and just a quick note on the Phillies. So with this Jalen controversy thing, look, you know what? It's not over. It will never be over. I've been seeing this all season long. I mean, they're doing the Kumbaya thing and just trying to aside from that, I think Jalen is putting his best foot forward to be a better teammate, player, and quarterback. But as far as firing, I said this before. There's no way in the world the Eagles are going to let Jalen go. Even if the Eagles have a successful season, I still think they're going to let Sirianni go because it's all about a continuity thing. Jalen is all about continuity. And Kellen is going to slide into that role. So if they do have a good season and they run the risk of having an OC out of there, then with him being a head coach, that stabilizes the team and that problem goes away.
Well, Bruce, to that point, that's why I think Sirianni is in almost a no-win situation. If they struggle, he's out of here. I think he's fired.
Right.
But if the offense explodes, I mean, Bruce, this and Hugh, this could be a thing. If let's say the Eagles have the number one offense in the NFL. Okay, and after the season, there's a lot of rumors out there, like, you know, whatever team needs a coach, they want Kellen Moore as their coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know the conversation here is going to be, should they let Sirianni go and just make Kellen Moore the head coach, Bruce, so they keep the continuity? That could be a real thing.
See, that is my point. You just nailed my point. They are not going to let Kellen go. Sirianni is gone regardless of what, because everyone knows that Sirianni does not have a strategic bone in his body. If they do have problems, Sirianni's not going to fix it. He doesn't have that level of leadership and bona fides to do that. So I'll just leave it right where it is, but you just solidified my point. On to the Phillies real quickly. I don't think that they're totally back. And here's why I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the power outage between Scott, Harper, and
Turner.
And Turner.
Yep.
And Turner. Those guys, they have got to get better down the road. But I do love the pitching. And this has been really little talked about. I love how they shut down Ohtani, to include the bullpen. They have done a really good job. So it looks like the pitching is coming back around. But those three players, I'm telling you, I want to see more of Sosa. Sosa's turned out. I'm going to tell you, Scott better be careful. If he keeps this up, he's going to go to Rhea Kingery. And Soso mess around and slide into his spot if he doesn't get himself together.
He could he could lose playing time. I mean, I'm not worried it's becoming as bad as Kingery and him end up back in the minor leagues, but he certainly could lose playing time, Bruce. There's no question about that, especially against lefties, because Sosa has produced. Bruce, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, we talked about it yesterday with Sosa playing more. If Stott doesn't wake up, Sosa could get more playing time.
Yeah, because now you're looking at you're trying to, I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, piecemeal this offense together
yep.
so that you can get some production. And if you got different interchangeable parts there that are getting the production that you're looking for, then you got to do what you got to do.
Well, you do. And right now, the bottom line is this. If Schwarber and Harper and Turner are hitting, they'll give guys more time to figure it out. But when they have these spots where they're not hitting, they have to get more offense in the lineup. And that's why I thought last night, or yesterday on the show, that Sosa's got to get more playing time. But obviously last night was about Schwarber, and I think he is this team's MVP. All right, let's grab Fabian in here, because Fabian's got to set the record straight here with Hugh Douglas. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Gotcha, Fabian. What's up,
Fabian?
Morning, guys. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
Listen, Hugh, I had a slam dunk case, man, against you and John Ritchie, defamation of character. He got you out here looking like you owe people money, man.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Look, I was going to represent you until I heard what you said about Nick Foles, man.
See, Fabian, wait.
Tell him, Fabian.
Like, we have to stop. Like, it's okay to disagree. It's not, I'm not hating.
No,
I'm just.
It is okay to disagree, but it's also okay to say you're wrong.
I'm not hating. I'm just putting the case up. Like, he had a hell of a run in the Super Bowl and got us a Super Bowl. He won us our first Super Bowl ever in life. Something that I did not do. I get it. But when I'm going to let you speak. Give me one more plea. I'm pleading my case. One more thing. But it's like, it's okay for me to say that. I don't think that his number should be retired. He got held. The man got a statue out in front of the building.
And the number's got to be retired. Double up. Fabian, tell him.
You got to understand, man. Nick Foles is to the Eagles what Joe Namath is to the Jets. I mean, look how long they stretched that guy. That guy got one Super Bowl. Look how
Wait, hold up, Fabian.
I mean, that's a good comp.
That is not a good comp.
Sure it is.
Joe Namath guaranteed a Super Bowl win.
And it's Nick not Foles the same beat Tom Brady.
It's not. Listen.
But no, I think the point is it's the one moment, right? The franchise had moment.
Yeah,
one
but
moment.
Joe Namath was a better quarterback all around.
In his moment, in his era, sure. Yeah, he
yes.
was. But that being said, how do you not retire the one quarterback
Fabian,
that's won a Super Bowl
Fabian,
jersey?
Like this is the issue that I have with it. Like, it's not so much an issue, but Fabian, going back to that game against the Atlanta Falcons, I'm asking you to do something that you probably haven't thought about in years. But how did you feel about Nick Foles' play after that game?
Yeah, I mean, after that game, that game was down to the wire. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it wasn't for Julio, not coming down with that catch, I mean, we'd be looking at a different scenario.
And that's like, listen, that's all I'm saying. Nick Foles caught lightning in a bottle. Nick Foles did something that I did not do in my career at all. I understand all that. It's not hating, but when I look at that, there was a lot of Eagle fans that when Nick Foles went on that run, they were real skeptical at the beginning.
But isn't that with any player that goes on a run before they do it? You kind of wonder if they can.
Well, no, a player in the position that he was in,
yeah.
Yes. But I don't think that it would have been the same level of skepticism if it would have been Carson Wentz. Because Carson Wentz was on a Hall of Fame pace.
Yeah,
a Hall of Fame pace. He's on MVP pace.
Yeah. I think they would have lost if Wentz was the quarterback. I don't think they beat Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl.
Like, you don't think so?
No chance.
He was balling.
Yeah, but I think Belichick would have ate him alive. Fabian, I the way Foles played in that, especially the last two playoff games, is as good as I've ever seen anyone play in moments like that.
Yeah, I agree. And you got to just understand, man, the first franchise Super Bowl, as much as you might not agree, Hugh, they're going to do it. I can see them doing it.
Well, I'm excited for it to come so soon, right? It's going to be September 16th against the Falcons, so we're going to probably get our answer there. Fabian, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, and Hugh, you're right. I mean, the feeling in town, and Tucker described it, leading up to the postseason was nervousness. It was nervousness because they had lost Wentz, and at that point, you're right, Wentz had played great that season.
Wentz was on an MVP. Wentz would have been MVP of the league that year, no question about
it. He would have, and he went down, and I remember the feeling in the city was just, it was like a dark cloud. Went over almost everybody. Ike and John Marks at the time were probably the most optimistic that it could still work out and they could make a run. But most people didn't feel that way. And then he didn't play great against Oakland and the Dallas one quarter he played or whatever, one series he played. there was pessimism. And then, yeah, the first half against the Falcons was blah, but then he finished strong. But then that title game, it almost like it built week in, week out. Like,
no, he got better. No question.
And the title game against Minnesota, he didn't just play good. I mean, he this play in particular felt like you knew it. Like when early on they had the pick six by Patrick Robinson, but this was like the floodgates open and you knew they were going to go to the Super Bowl.
First and 10 at the 41. Clement, the single setback. Three receivers right, one left. They come right back. It's a flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught! Touchdown! Torrey Smith! 41 yards!
It's about to get turned up in here.
I love Merrill's reaction there. You felt it like, oh my goodness. Was that right after halftime or right before halftime?
That was right after halftime. They had the long pass to Jeffrey right before halftime.
It was one of those two where it kind of hit me that the game is over. Because, I mean, they were winning. They were up, but it wasn't like the game was over. Right around those two touchdowns, Tucker, I was like, it's over. They're going to the Super Bowl.
It was a weird feeling that there's still 26 minutes left in this game, but it doesn't matter. Like, Case Keenum is not leading the Vikings back from, 31-7.
No shot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's go to Miles at Fishtown. Hey, Miles.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Miles?
Yes, unquestionably, Nick Foles' number should be retired. And it's not because he had one good season and then was kind of mediocre, whatever. During the most important stretch of this franchise's history, he was the best player we could have possibly asked for. The NFC Championship game was almost a better game to watch than the Super Bowl because it was a blowout. We were down 7-0 to start. Oh no, what's going to happen? And then he ripped them apart. He took this explosive offense that the Vikings had, just the defense nullified, and he just scored an amazing plays. And then in the Super Bowl, he outdueled Tom Brady. This was the same exact, it's a similar argument when y'all were asking who belongs on the Phillies Mount Rushmore, is Bryce Harper there, whatever. I called in and I said, Cole Hamels won World Series MVP and NLCS MVP. The most important player during the most important stretch is someone who's remembered forever and someone who should be honored forever. I refuse to hear anybody, including you, Hugh, as much as I respect you, I refuse to hear anybody who says he does not deserve to have his number retired. I thought the statue was a little much. The statue's a little much.
Wait a minute, hold up. The statue's too much, but the number is
well,
not.
Well, the statue almost became, because it was like a Bud Light thing.
I'll tell you,
there, the statue wasn't fully an Eagles creation, and they partnered with someone, right?
Okay, I got you.
The number would be all Eagles. Like, that would be Jeff Lurie's decision to do that.
Hey, Miles, I tell you what, man. That's a compelling argument, and I liked your passion. You kind of won me over with that one. He really did.
And I got to tell you, the thing that I like more about the number than the statue is the coach who's a part of that with the statue was gone 2 years later.
Yeah.
2 years later.
It was like it's one of those things, man, where it was a special moment that you cannot deny. You cannot deny it.
And then you think about the next season. The only reason Nick Foles wasn't at least in another Super Bowl was the only reason he had a single demerit in the Super Bowl. Alshon Jeffrey missed the catch. And no shade on Alshon. He was a big reason we made it But Alshon Jeffrey was the reason that we didn't advance in that game against the Saints. And it was also the reason Nick Foles had a single blemish in his Super Bowl.
Well, you're right about that, Miles. And it created, and Miles, we always appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, that's always one of my favorite what-ifs in, I mean, Philadelphia sports history, Eagles history, but it could be NFL history. If Alshon catches the ball in New Orleans in the divisional round in 2018, you know, January 2019, what happens to the Eagles franchise? Because obviously if they win the game, they go to the NFC title game and play the Rams. If they win that game in Los Angeles and go back to the Super Bowl, there's no way they're moving on from a quarterback that just took them to back-to-back Super Bowls. Yeah. They're trading Wentz.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that his story was written the way that it is written. But yeah, Nick was he was special while I was here. No question about that. Miles made a compelling argument, though. Like, that was pretty compelling.
Well, he was the most important player in the most important moment. The other thing that sticks to me is, if they had won another Super Bowl since Foles, I think I'd have a little bit less strong feeling they should retire it. Like, if it was more of an organizational thing, right? If they won it 2 years ago when Jalen was there and they almost beat Mahomes, it'd be like, yeah, that was the first and that's special, but, you know, this is an Eagles thing. They're now a Super Bowl winning team all the time. When's the next one coming? I mean, we hope it's this year, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, man, and I tell you, like, being a guy that went and being in that moment and then to have the moment happen, what, like 10 to 12 years later, something like that, it just tells you how hard it is to do. So, like I said, Miles, that was a compelling argument because it makes sense. What you're saying makes sense because it's not so much about his body of work. It's about the moment that he was in. So, I mean, I commend you for that. You kind of won me over with that because now that I think about it, you're right. It is the moment, and he was the right guy for that moment.
The other thing I think about is I'd feel weird if I were as a player moving forward wearing 9, right? If they don't retire it, who do you give 9 to next? It's I know numbers.
Well, not Josh Sweat.
Well, not Josh. He asked for it, right? And they said no? I know numbers are, they've skewed they changed it, right? Anyone could basically wear any number now. But 9, you think of a quarterback, right? 9's
or a punter.
Yeah, 9 is primarily a quarterback or like a kicker punter number. I don't know, like down the line, would you want to wear 9 if you were an Eagles quarterback? I would not want to wear it.
I would wear number 9. I wouldn't think twice about Nick Foles, to be totally honest, if I wanted to wear.
Yeah, but when I would. I mean, like, because you look in the crowd. Yeah, if you're a quarterback, you look in the crowd, there's a bunch of 9s. They're not your, that's not your jersey.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I mean, and there's something to having that number, you know, having it. I think it would probably be more, like, because I think as a player, because just like for me, when I went to New York, the first, like, they wouldn't let me wear 53, so I said 99 was the first number that popped in my head.
Right.
Didn't think about Mark Gastineau at all. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I would think that if it was my rookie year and if it was a number that I wore, that wouldn't be my first thought. Is to think about Nick Foles. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go to Mick, who's up on WIP. Hey, Mick.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. I've been traveling.
It has been a while, Mick. How you been?
I've been pretty good. And I don't have my notes. I'm not home. So I'm in my son's basement in Connecticut. But I have an apology. I have a comment. I have a question. I have a shout-out. And I have a Hughes Cruise guest.
Okay. You know what?
It's a lot.
Let's go in order. Reel them off.
It's quick. I'll be quick. The apology is to Tucker because I haven't really been listening to you guys. I apologize because we've been listening to our Shure 2024 playlist.
So I called Tucker Kyle, and I want to apologize.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, he—I'm sure
I've been called worse things.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't take it personally, Mick. I'm sure that's okay. All right, so we got the apology out of the way. What do we got next?
My comment is, I saw an interview with Kyle Schwarber and Alec Bohm earlier this year, where Bohm referred to Schwarber as his baseball dad. You know, and there seemed to be, like, Schwarber was like humble about it. But I think if you would take a vote now in the Phillies clubhouse, I think you would find that most players would vote for Schwarber MVP. I mean, his numbers are comparable. They could be better than Harper's by the end of the year. So I think, yeah, I agree that that's the deal.
And I think they all look at him as the leader of the team. Yeah, MVP is a unique kind of compliment, but he's the leader of that team for sure.
Yeah, he has a championship.
Yep.
And I have a question. I know I've heard that there was a polygraph thing, but I didn't get Hughes' results. So I want to know if the TO question was asked of Hugh during the polygraph.
Was the TO question asked during the polygraph?
It was.
Yes, it was.
And was the response appropriate?
Well, Hugh passed with flying colors.
It was an appropriate response
I think Hugh was the only one here, Mick, that got total truth without any questions on all of his answers. I mean, he's a truth teller.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we think he may be crazy, but he believes what he says. That's all that matters.
Thinking I'm crazy is crazy.
That's true. All right, my shout-out is to BDN, and it's just a comment to Hugh. You can't measure a man's worth by the length of his brilliance. I think Nick Foles, when he played for the Eagles, was fantastic and amazing, and I could justify retiring his number just on that.
Mick, I think that's well said. And I think, and Mick, appreciate the phone call. Hugh, if it was only the postseason, I think it'd be harder. But, regular season, he has the highest passer rating in the history of the franchise.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you're coming from. Because when I think of Nick Foles, to be honest, because you have a season after the fact.
Well,
there was
some of 2017, some of 2018, but he also had 2013 where he made a Pro Bowl as the Eagles starting quarterback.
When I think of Nick Foles, full transparency, I think about that Super Bowl run and what he was, because he was a backup to Carson Wentz, who was balling, and he became the starter, and it was rocky for him. And that's kind of how, for me, it plays out in my mind. You have a year after that and some more. You have a little bit more history with Nick Foles than I do, because I wasn't here during that time when he was the Eagles quarterback or anything like that. So I don't look at him like that. I look at him strictly off of his Super Bowl run.
The other thing to throw in the context of this is, look, we can just be real about it. The Eagles don't have a list of Hall of Fame quarterbacks that have played here, right? It's not like, you know, the next, like Jordan Love, for example, with the Packers. He's got a lot to live up to, right? Yeah. Like he's following Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And while Donovan was a very good quarterback, obviously Randall had some moments, there's not a lot here. I mean, Jaws was a good quarterback. Carson had a brief time of being a very good quarterback. Jalen's now had a brief time. There's not a runway of all these greats that have played here. So he stands out for what he did. 215-592-9494. Nick Foles officially made his retirement known this morning. We're reacting to it. They're going to have a special night for him coming up in early September against the Falcons. Should the Eagles retire Nick Foles' jersey? 215-592-9494. I believe they should. Number 9 to be retired. Is Schwarber the team MVP? I believe so. And more, of course, on Sirianni Hurts. Who's under more pressure this coming season? And Hughes Clues, pair of great prizes to give away. Super Bowl winning coach who coached at least 5 Hall of Famers. There's your first 2 clues. We'll come back, your phone calls, more on Foles, and some more on the preseason. What did Sirianni say yesterday? Playing the guys in the preseason. First game tomorrow night. We'll hit that next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows with Kyle Goes Yard, beers are on Kyle the next day, which means there's free beer today. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly Standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's Havertown with $5 Philly Standard cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for Happy Hour or Sunset Social in Center City. Also with $5 Philly Standard cans and Movie Night Wednesdays on their 60-foot screen. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.